friend, this year should be a special schus for Mori Barabi Shlita and for Reb Yitzchak Yona Ben Chana, Maris Hena Miriam Bas Chana, and Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, and Tzvi Elazar Ben Miriam, and for Daniel Yaakov Ben Rebarach, Reb Daniel Yaakov Ben Rebarach Tzvi, Baruch HaVatzlacha LeKulam, Ruchnius and Ingashmius. The Torah says in Parashat Shlach, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Chaf, Reishis Arisosechem Chala Tarimu Truma. Rashi says, Perush Rashi, Kishetalushu, Kidei Arisosechem, Shatem Regilim Lolush Bamidbar. When you knead your dough that you're used to kneading in the Midbar, V'kamahi, and how much is it? Pasuk says in Shmos, Tazayin, Vayamodu ba'omer, omer lagulgoles. It was an omer per person. And that is, says Rashi, 43 eggs and a fifth of an egg. 43 eggs and a fifth. In such an instance, when you have that much isa, you have that much dough, tarimu me reishisa. Kolomar kodim shetochlu menu reishis, tikach chal achas, shuma l'shem Hashem. Take a challah as truma, l'shem Hashem. The Rambam before you eat it, you have to give to the Kohen a reishis. The Rambam in the seventh parak of Hilchos Bikur Ben Halacha he writes, Isa shehi pechusa mikashir mikan, v'isa pechusa mikashir mikan. You have two doughs, and neither of them has a sufficient shear. V'isa she'ena chayev is b'chala b'emtza, and in between them is an isa that's not chayev in chala. Kagon isas orez, or isas truma, or meduma, or isas goy. If it's a dough made of rice, or of truma, which is not chayev in chala, or an isa of a goy, or an isa that's a mixture of Truman Chulin. Afal pi, so if you have it, this Isa, that's not Chayiv and Chala, that's in between the two smaller Isas, that neither of them have a shear. And then in the middle, you have this other Isa, that's connecting the two small Isas, that are Chayiv and Chala. Afal pi, shenogo, zubesu, enu, mitstarf, and they can all be touching, but they're not mitstarif, they don't join together for a shear. Sharei dover, hapater min hachala, mavdil me'bemza. Because something that paters from Chala makes a separation in the middle. Haya ba'emtza isa shehur machalosa mitzdarfos. She'isa shebeinayim kvar haysa mechuyavis b'chala. If in the middle they had an isa that chala was already taken from, not that it's be'etzim pater mi chala, like an isa's goy or isa's ores, but it's isa that was chayiv in chala, and chala was taken from this isa. So now you have this isa from which chala was taken, and you have it in between the two isas that are chayiv and chala, they are mitzdarif. She'isa shebeinayim kvar haysa mechuyavis b'chala. Because the isa that was between them was already chayiv and chala. Since it was already earlier chayiv and chala, it's now able to bring the two small isas together and make them one, and therefore you could take off chala. So since this isa had once been chayiv and chala, it now is mitzarif, the two small isas. Shulchan Aruch writes in Yoredeya, Simin Shin Chof Dalet, Sivav, that if you have a kav shel chala beinayim, if in between the two small isas you have a kav size of chala, not of isa from which chala was taken, but chala itself, then they're not mitzarif. Explains the Shach in Siv Katan Yod Dalet, that the challah isn't mitzdaref because the emtza doesn't have a din challah. Since the emtza is already challah, therefore it can't be mitzdaref those that are chayiv in chala. They have a different din. This chala you already took. It was already separated as chala. So that can't be mechayiv, that can't be mitzaref, the two does on either side that are not yet chayiv in chala. This year you already took, this is chala. The chala atzmeina mitzaref is mishum shem seina b'din chala. Because the middle one doesn't have a din chala. It already is chala. So there's no din that you have to take chala. Therefore it's not mitzaref, the two isas that from which you have to take chala. Avalim haisa beinam isa shekvar hur machalasa. But if you have an isa from which chala had already been taken, mitztarfin, like we saw in the Rambam, then they are mitztarif. The alpha pishach viptura kevin shayu b'din chala mitztarefis. Even though now she's pater, this ba'emtza, because chala had already been taken from it, but since it had a din chala, it's mitztarif. And it can be mitzaref the two sides, and now they're going to be chayiv and chala, if together they have enough shear, enough of a shear. So again, if you have two isas that don't either, neither of them has a sufficient shear to be chayiv and chala, and then in the middle you have an isa which is itself chala, it's not mitzaref. And if you have in the middle an isa which was once chayiv and chala, and chala had already been taken, it is mitzaref, because even though now it's putter, it had a din that you had to take chalo off of it. Since it had a din where you had to take chalo off of it, since it had a din that you had to take chalo off of it, it's mitzaref, the two isas, that you have to take chalo off them as well. But if it's itself chala, so that doesn't have a din that it's mitzaref the two sides. Shem tzeinu b'din chala. There's no din of hafrasha from chala. It is chala. Therefore, it's not mitzaref. So we have to understand, why do we say that if there was an isa where chala was already taken, it's mitzaref, even though now it's pater, but since it was chayev in the past, it's mitzaref. But since you already were mafresh chala from this isa, let it be like isas akum or isas orez. That's not mitzaref, because there's no chiyuv chala. Just like we saw that if you have isas orez or isas goy, an isa that betzim isn't chayv in chala, it's not mitzaref. So this isa is also not chayv in chala. You already took chala from this isa, and meilat should also not be mitzaref. So why do we see in the halacha that it is mitzaref? So says Hagaon HaGadol of Nasan Gishtetner in his Lahoras Nasan Parshas Shlach, page Pei Dalet. Hagaonish Teretz based on a Gemara in Chulin on 67b Samach Zayin Amit Beis. Darna de Bisra Toloim Shebe Basar Asiri. If you have the worms in the Basar, they're Asir. But the kivri, shari. But if you have toloin in dogim, it's mutter. So if you have toloin in basar, there it's aser. And if you have toloin in dogim, it's toloin or mutter. From the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Macholas Asuris and Halacha Yitzayin, we see that he explains this Gemara that we're talking about Basar Shchuta, that you find Tolaim. So if you have Basar Shchuta, you look inside, you see Tolaim. These Tolaim are Asr, explains the Rav HaMagid, because Basar Behema is only Mutter B'Shchita. And anything living that comes out of it, even after Shchita, is Asr. Because Yev Shalom B'Shchita. Because they weren't shechted. And since they weren't shechted, it's impossible to shech them. Memela, they're usher, these toloim. But fish, why do you say that the toloim should be fish are mutter? The answer is because einam srichim shchita, because they don't require shchita. Evacholdavar hagadol beheter hu gadol. It grew beheter. So if you find these tolaim in the meat, so what do we say? We say that, hey, they needed shchita, they didn't get their shchita, they can't have shchita, so memela they're aser. But if you talk about fish, if you find these toloim in the fish, in such an instance, the toloim are mutter, because fish doesn't require shechita. And it grew beheter. So we have to understand this chiluk in the Rambam. Basar behema after shechita is like dogim. It doesn't require any heter. Why do we say that toloim, that these worms, shebebasar behema achar shechita rasar, and of dogim are mutter? Understand. When you find a dead fish, fish don't have shechita. When you find a dead fish, you say it's mutter, because it grew beheter. Also, when they crawl out after the shechita of this animal, they should also be mutter. Shechita of an animal after shechita is like after the death of the fish. Fish doesn't require shechita. After it's dead, it's mutter automatically. And the animal, which does require shechita, after you do the shechita, it's mutter. So an animal after shechita is like a fish after it dies regularly. So why do we say that the toloim are usser when they come from the animal, and mutter when they come from the fish? In the Shalos and Shuvos Avnei Nizer and Arachayim Simon Tuf Pei Gimel, he says that from Dante's Gedringen, from here we can prove that the mitzvah of shechita that's done by Besar Behema is a constant matir. It's a consistent matir. And it's not pshat that since it was shechted, now this basar is a chaticha de teira that doesn't need any heter, because then we would say, what's in this thing, basar and dagim? No. Rather, the basar requires a heter shechita every minute. And this heter is misor every minute because it was shechted one time. So the heter shechita, I remember seeing this episode in the Ragachever as well, the heter shechita is a heter nimshach. It's like it's being shechted every second. And because of this, the tolaim that don't have a heter shechita are aser. Because if you say that it's just a din in dying properly, so just like the animal was shechted, the animal's mutter, the tolaim should be mutter after the animal is dead, just like with fish. But here we're saying no, that you need a heter shechita every second, and the tolaim don't have that heter shechita every second. Maybe the second the animal was shechted, maybe they had it for that second, being part of the animal. But I don't even know if that's true. But the second that ends, that's it. You have a heter shechita nimshach on the animal. But these toloim that crawl out, they don't get this. They don't have the same rights. They don't have that heter shechita, and the shechita doesn't help for them. Mashen ken dogim, they don't require shechita at all. That's gadol beheter. If you see these toloim that grew in the fish, they don't require any heter shechita. Since they don't require any heter shechita, the moment the animal dies, they're part of the animal, they're mutter, just like the animal is mutter. But when you talk about an animal, what crawls out of an animal, that requires a heter shechita. And that heter shechita is not nimshach on this worm. So the Ragachever puts it והגדר דהשחיתה לא הווה היתר נפסק, רק גדר נמשך. That שחיתה, this is brought in the Sefer Mefaneach Tzfunos, that שחיתה is a heter nimshach. It's in Simen Vav, Rav Kasha's Mefaneach Tzfunos. And in the footnote, he brings the Avni Nezer, who says the same svar. Val korach chlomer de mitzvah shchita nasa bebaser matiraso tamid bahanit lo mahanit vushchita chazur v'yisur. So the shchita is matir tamid, but for these tolaim, that the shchita doesn't help for them, they went back to being aser. Mashen came when it comes to dagim. Dagim don't require shechita in the first place. So the second the animal dies, so now the animal and everything inside of it is kosher, and these tolai may be eaten. But you can't say after the shechita, that's it. You did the ma'aseh shechita, and now the animal is kosher forever because of that ma'aseh shechita. No. You need the ma'aseh shechita to be nimshach. That every second there has to be a new heter shechita. So, the Avnei Nezer is understanding that you can't be mamshich this heter shchita on the worms that don't have a heter shchita. So, if the animal was just a chaticha de teira, so anything that comes out of the chaticha de teira is fine. But the animal is not just a chaticha de teira. The animal is requiring a constant shchita. In the world of Lamdis, so then what is it going to help this worm for? The shechitas don't work for Tolaim. So it's not just a heter and the chaticha. If it's a heter and the chaticha, then it will be fine, just like it's a heter and the chaticha of the dog, and the worm that comes out is fine. So if it was a heter chaticha of the basar, it would also be fine. But we're saying no, it's not a heter and the chaticha of the basar. But rather it's pshat, the person does a shechita, and then every second the shechita is pre-matir the animal. Every second it's re-matir the animal, but that's only the animal, but not the tolas, because shechita doesn't help for a tolas. So like the Avnei Nezer says, Chazru li Sura, they go back to being Aser. And the Rabbi Nachum Zamba also says a similar Svara in the Sefer Zeravram, Simen Bezo, Sid Gimel. So now we can say that the same applies to Hafrasha Schala Min Ha'isa, that Hafrasha is a Heter Nimshach. It's like every second it's Tevel, and it's being Matir by the original Hafrasha Schala. And the hafrasha that was done one time works as if you were mafresh every second. Just like the shechita that was done one time is po'el aheter as if the behemah is nishchetes kol b'chol rega. So now we have the Avnei Nezer in the Rogat Shavit Svara of a heter nimshach. We can use that svara also for hafrasha. That the hafrasha also keeps going. And the hafrasha that was done one time makes as if it's constantly being mufresh. And therefore, if you have Isa, from which Chala was separated, it's Mitzarif, the two Kavin. Because it's not like Isa's Nachri, Isa's Orez. Because Isa's Nachri and Orez, there's no Chiyav Afresh at all. There's no Din Afresh's Chala at all. And therefore, they can't be Mitzarif, the two Isas. And make them one like one Isa, and to be Mechayev Chala, Mashenkein Isa, Shekvarhur Mechalasa. Even after that challah was mufresh from it, it's still chayv and hafresh is challah. Just the hafresh, it was already done once, so that hafresh is nimshah. And even after that hafresh was nimshah, was done once, there's still a din chiyuv of hafresh is challah. We just see it as if that hafresh is challah is being done every second. The first hafrash is poel, that hafrash should keep being mufrash, mufrash, mufrash. So therefore, if you have a piece of dough from which you already mafrash challah, it's mitzarif, the two doughs from which you haven't mafrash challah, because this also is chayav in hafrash challah, just like the two doughs. The middle dough is also chayav in hafrash challah. We just see it as if it's being mufrash every second, just like we see the meat as if it's being shechted every second. But a kav of challah, that's not mitzarif. If you have challah that's in between the two isas, challah itself, it's not mitzarif then. Because the challah doesn't require a heter challah. It is challah. You don't have to be mafresh from it. When is it mechayiv in hafrasha? When you have to be mafresh from it itself. So if you have isa from which you have to be mafresh challah, i.e. even if you already were mafresh, but you're still chayiv in hafrasha's challah, it just happens automatically. So that's mitzarif, the two isas from which you have not yet been mafresh challah. But if you have challah itself, that's not chayiv in hafrash's challah. It is challah. So that's not mitzarif. If you have isis goy or isis orez, it's not mitzarif. It's not chayiv in hafrash's challah. In the Sefer Tal Torah, written by the great Gaon, Reb Meir Arik, and as it goes to the Yerushalmi Challah, Perek Dal Alecha Beis, he writes, that it says, kaf shel challah, ein mitzarif is a isos, like we see in the Shulchan Aruch, we can ask a kasha on the Chasim Sofer in Yeredeya Simon Reish Sadi Vav, who says that a Kohen even though he's not chayv in pigeon, nevertheless he can still be a shliach for the pigeon haben of Yisrael. Why? Because you're poda with him. So even though he's not chayv and pigeon, but he's the one who does the pigeon. So it's like a man and a woman. They're both ksherim l'shlichas habeget, both for halacha and for kabbalah. Even though the man is not the makabel, and the woman is not the nosein, but they can still be shlichim for both, because they're both shaykh to the ikar akerishim. So too, the Jew is the nifteh, the kohen is the poda, they're both shaykh to the pigeon, and Memela, the Kohen can be a shliach for the pigeon. The Kohen can be a shliach to be poda, since he's shaykh to the pigeon. Because since he's shaykh to the pigeon, so he can also be the nifteh. He could be do the job for the Yisrael, and give it to the Kohen, and do what the Yisrael would do. Because even though doesn't have the job of the Yisrael, but he's shaykh to the etzem pigeon. Because he's the poda, so therefore he can also take the place of the Yisrael. Just like a woman and a man can be both types of shlichim for gerishim. So Frek, that's a Ruchas himself is chiddush. Frek the Tal Torah. Here we see that chalav is a mitzayir of the isos, that are chayv and chala. So you see that chala itself is not the same min as chulin, from which you have to take off chala. So we would then say the same thing, that the Kohen is a different min. The Kohen is like the challah itself. He's the poda himself. He can't do the other job, just like the challah can't do the other job. So too the Kohen can't do the other job. Only if you're actually the challah itself cannot be mitzarev. Why? Because it's not shaykh to the other isos. Because it's not chayv and hafrasha. Even though what your mafresh is challah. So why don't we say that since your mafresh challah, so the challah itself can be mitzarev those isos that are chayv and challah? No. We see that the challah itself is a different story. So let's say the kohen also, the Yisrael has to be nifta. Kohen has a different job. He's the actual poda, so he can't do it with the he can't be to take the place. He can't be a shliach for the nifte. Just like the actual challah can't be mitzare for those that are chayiv in a freshes challah. Even though when you're chayiv in a freshes challah, means you're chayiv to take off challah. So there's what you have to take off from, and what you're actually taking off. So why don't we say that what you're actually taking off is also mitzarif, just like we say by the Kohen, that there are two aspects. There's the Yisrael who's nifta, and then there's the Kohen who's the podeh. So Chasam Sofer wants to say that the Kohen can work for the Yisrael because he's also shaykh to this story, because he's the podeh, so therefore he can also take the place of the nifta. But if that's the case, then what? How does that work with challah? It doesn't square with challah, because the challah, which is so to speak podeh, the dough, is not mitzdarif with the nifta, which what has to be nifta, which what has to be redeemed, which is the isas that are chayv in challah. So just like the challah is a mitzdarif to the other two, so to a kohen, who's the podeh, can't take the place of the nifta. Because we don't say that he's shaykh. Just like the chal is not shaykh, so to the kohen isn't shaykh. It's a different job. So a kohen Rabbi Nosson answers that a kohen is different. Because even though he's pater from pidyon haben, nevertheless he has a chelik in the mitzvah of pidyon. Since there's no mitzvah for Yisrael to be mekayim the mitzvah of pidyon haben unless he uses a kohen. So the kohen also has an arvus to be mekayim the mitzvah. Because when the Torah says that the kohen is chayv to be, Yisrael is chayv to be podeh's son, then there was a chiyuv also for the kohen to be mekabel the pidyon. Otherwise, the Yisrael can't be mekayim his mitzvah. It's like what the Ran says in Kedushin, that a woman also we say it's a mitzvah that she be miskadesh as by yosur mibishlucha, even though she's p'tur mipiri v'rivya. Nevertheless, she has a mitzvah to be miskadesh, because without her, it would be impossible to be mekayim this mitzvah. And since she helps her husband be mekayim the mitzvah piri v'rivya, she is also kemitzuva b'mitzvah zu. So she is a mitzvah miskadesh mitzad chiyuv arvus the Yisrael reben zel azeh. Even though the Kadmonim discuss if women are an arvus, that's only mitzvahs that the efshar l'kayim b'ladei isha, but mitzvahs pir v'rivya, which you can't do without the isha, certainly she has arvus. So to pidyon haben, since it's impossible to kind of pidyon haben unless you have the kohen, so the kohen is also mitzvah that ishmi miseyei li Yisrael b'pidyon b'no. And therefore he's a bar shlichos b'pidyon, since the kohen is also mitzvah miseyei li Yisrael. Pidyon haben can't be done without the kohen. And therefore he can also be miseyei li Yisrael, he could be his shliach. Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah of Tesham and Aleph, all mitzvahs, even though yatzah motzi, why? Because you're still mitzvah, mitzvah arva, so to this kohen. This kohen has to make sure that the Yisrael does his job. So the kohen has to take an active role in making sure this pigeon works. Memele can be a shlich for the Yisrael. But Isis chala, that was who for Shema Isis shel tevel. So this chala is not a gavra. He has no chiv. He has no arvus. And memele, he's not begeder tevel. And therefore, it's not basmino, shela tevel, it's not the same min as the tevel, and it can't be mitzarif between the two tevels. So we wanted to say that the challah has a different job than the other isas, and therefore it's not mitzarif, so to the kohen has a different job than the Yisrael and pidyon haben, it can't be a shliach. We say no. The kohen has to help the Jew do his pidyon haben, the Yisrael do his pidyon haben. Otherwise, there's no pidyon haben, there's no kohen. Memela, since you need the kohen to help the Yisrael do the pidyon haben, he can also be a shliach for the Yisrael, to do the Yisrael's job. Hashem, when it comes to the challah is not a gavra who has chiyuvim or his arvus, and really he can't pater the tevel, because challah is not tevel. So we have we learned some nice lamdas on challah, shchita, and tevel, and we should all be zochem. It's Hashem lulmod lelamid lishma v'lasus v'lekaimus kol divrei tzamut rasu v'yahava. Amen, v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.